Welcome to the Weekly Hotspot. I'm Mistress Olivia here with Mistress Delia. Today's topic, CBT, cock and ball torment. We call it torment, pain, constriction, which is painful. And this is a very special topic for the both of us. Wicked mistresses love CBT. So Ms. Delia, welcome. You recently did a 4-hour CBT call. Tell us a little bit about that.
Ooh, you may be thinking, how can someone stand CBT for 4 hours? But it wasn't really like that. It was something split up over a longer period of time in smaller segments. And I played with just about every toy in the arsenal. And it was beyond incredible. Really intense.
I love that description of I played with every toy in the arsenal. So in this podcast, we're going to be talking about the toys in the arsenal. But first, let's start off with what you were talking about in terms of doing something and then backing off, doing something and then backing off, layering pain. Talk about CBT and the value of layering pain.
Excellent. Layering pain is hugely important. I mean, if you're doing a CBT call, adding some pain into play, you can't start off at a level 10 with that kind of pain. So what I like to do is one thing at a time, maybe add a cock ring, and then with that, add some slaps, maybe a little compression after that, so that each activity that we do builds upon that pain, kind of rounds it out in a way. And that way, you're not getting the most intense sensations all at once. So you have to stop or say your safe word, but you're building on that and you can take more and more and more as time goes on. It's really powerful. Just such an incredible feeling for me as the femdom. Ooh, it's wild. So I love to layer pain and build and build and build and stop. Go back a little bit, build and build and build and build and stop, and then go back a little bit.
This is all part and parcel of how the brain and body works, just the simple chemicals of the experience. Because if you start at a level 10, like you mentioned, it's going to be the bad sort of pain. If you start and stop and layer pain, like how you mentioned, then you build up more arousal equals the ability to take more pain, which equals the release of more endorphins, which equals more arousal, the ability to take more pain. Have you ever had someone who thinks that CBT means they have to take the ultimate in the first 5 minutes, or somehow they're failing as a submissive or a pain slut?
Oh, I have. See, I generally start with a scale of 1 to 10. You know how you go to the doctor's office and you have those faces and they ask you, a 0 is no pain and a 10 is about the worst pain that you could ever feel? I like to use that when I play or do any kind of pain play. So I try to say, we're going to go between a 3 and a 4. And I've had people do a 7 or an 8 when I want to be at a 3 or a 4. And that for me is a safety issue. So I actually stop the scene and we have a little chat, because when you do a pain call, when you do some pain domination, any kind of domination really, trust is the most important thing. In any scene, really, that's true. So when things like that happen, when there are errors in communication, I stop and fix those errors. And that way, maybe the scene starts again, or maybe we just stop there. But yes, I have had that happen. And the key to fixing it is talking about it.
I'm glad that you mentioned safety and safe words and stopping and communication. I should point out that we are both safety girls. Mm. I will not do an intense CBT or pain play session with someone without having a conversation about their experience level. How do you go about vetting a possible CBT playmate?
I like checklists. I have on my blog a kind of pre-call checklist, and I do a little something with that. I just ask what they've done before, what kind of toys have they had, what pain level they're used to taking. It's basically finding out about all the activities they've done and all the experience they've had. And that helps me to actually find out if someone is really experienced and can, you know, throw their balls up over their shoulder, or or if they're brand new at it and need some guidance, some handholding.
I love that. That's true. It's possible to watch a whole bunch of really wicked femdom videos where the women are kicking the balls and you know, stomping on the cock with stiletto heels and really doing some very wicked things. So I think some people who are new to CBT will look at that and think, oh, I should be able to do that. And one, I want to know whether or not they're new, because this is in fact a level of play that while it's distance domination, it is real because they're doing these activities to themselves in real life.
Right.
So the safety issue absolutely comes into play.
Oh, I completely agree. And unlike a video, you don't have a mistress and a crew and a medic who are there, you know? And these men who do these videos, they're masochists. So they're not the typical, they're not the average. They're not the person who's going to be calling looking for distance domination and 30 minutes of fun.
That reminds me of this fetish event that I went to, and it was a pain play scene. The femdom had her male submissive there for the demonstration. She hooked up to his fingertips the oxygen regulators to find out what his oxygen levels were. She was a nurse. There was a medic on scene. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, there's a big difference. But you and I both have played with some people that are really experienced masochists, and we can get very intense with some of the pain play. I think with pain play, this is one of the main reasons why you want a mistress who is experienced in distance domination pain play and face-to-face pain play, because we can hear things, know things, and do things that someone who's just doing this conceptually can't. Because right. This is a fantasy, yes, but it is also a fantasy that is firmly rooted and based in reality.
I love how you say that. Yes, that is so true. And in bringing your fantasy to life, where it is real to you, we as the mistresses need to be completely, you know, in our own space, in control. We need to have that conversation, that communication line established with you. We need to make sure that you know your safe word. And then when we start, we often check in. We can't read a monitor or something like that, but we will check in with you all the time and make sure that everything is feeling okay. Ask questions about temperature of the skin, coolness, things like that, and know when to back off. That's what being professional and being experienced does.
So you mentioned the mistress being in control. One of the primary reasons for CBT, he wants to please and submit to a mistress. I did a blog post that included CBT called Cock Control, Pleasure, and Pain on my blog, experiencemistress.com. Cock control and CBT is definitely a form of power exchange, right?
Oh, I think so. Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes.
So let's talk about some of the other aspects of power exchange, CBT, and layering other parts of fetish and fantasy and BDSM play. So for example, humiliation.
Oh, that is fun. Sometimes.
I know you love that. Me too.
I do. Sometimes you have the need to feel not just physical pain, but emotional pain. And keying a mistress into those triggers that really get to you, ooh, she can use them well. And to add some psychological pain to your pain play is just beyond intense.
And that's another example of layering. So you can use physical layering, you can use emotional, psychological, all of these things, and they just swirl together into this like amazing, wicked mix that is fucking hot for both parties.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Let's talk implements and styles. So you mentioned some basic stuff. Let's talk the basics first. Cock ring, being tied up, light slapping, paddling, what to use, squeezing, tugging. Some of the very initial parts of CBT.
There are almost an infinite number of ways to do CBT. So it can be personalized to everyone, but some of the more common things are, and I will say this, even just a cock ring, some enhanced sensitivity, and then a little bit of denial, all of that can be very basic and beginning CBT. A couple of quick slaps at a level one might be just right to get someone to say, ooh, thank you, mistress. That was amazing. And to end the scene with, you know, an orgasm or something. Getting more intense with spoons and paint stirrers and light paddling. Wow, amazing. Compression is something completely different. The squeezing, it's, you know, you can squeeze with your hand and I can have you hold it at a level one and then squeeze a little harder and squeeze a little harder. And like you said in the beginning, the more aroused you become, the more you can do. But the basic things, you don't need any toys. You don't need anything really. We can shop around the kitchen for what you do need. A little shoelace, a little wooden spoon, some toothpaste, and we're good to go.
You mentioned on your blog CBT and pain play a lot. I love reading your blog, begformistress.com. I'm thinking about one particular blog post where you talk about three fun CBT toys. Number one, high heels. Stilettos and boots, baby. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Boots can be a lot of fun, even just to give a little bit of pressure. I don't ever do anything to excess. I don't. So playing with boots, it's something a little more careful and calculated. And ooh, it's just sexy. Go search it on my blog.
Playing with boots, stilettos, that sort of thing. That brings us into the more intense implements and scenes. So things like ball busting, ball crushing, ball kicking. Let's talk a little bit about those.
Whenever I do a call that involves something more intense, I make sure that we have a safe word, that we have a way to discuss when he needs to stop. I want to know that. So those more intense kinds of things can be really amazing. If you think about implements and toys for crushing and kicking, oh, it sounds very exciting, but they're out there. You can look for CBT toys online and how you use them. I would say the most important thing that you must do is follow your mistress's directions. And when you're feeling those intense feelings, communicate that. Don't be silent. Check in with your mistress. And if it becomes too much, you have to use your safe word. And I will say one thing, because this is distance domination, I can't actually kick your balls. So we may use a tube sock and a can of soup or something and have you swing it to mimic what it would be like having my foot make contact with your balls. However, that play takes trust.
I'm so glad that you bring that up. It is not just trust from the submissive and the pain slut for the mistress, but it is also the mistress's level of trust for the pain slut. For example, I'm thinking one particular person. I was doing a whole series of pain play things, and he went way overboard. I'm not going to say what we were doing, but it was just all of a sudden, it was just way overboard. And I'm like, no. I kind of brought him back and I said, listen, if I'm not in charge of this, it takes me out of my happy space. So with pain play and actually every aspect of BDSM, if the two people are not in sync, one with the other, it's no fun. And I know you don't do this. I don't do this. I won't do a call with someone that I, one, don't trust, and two, it's not fun with. Yes, distance domination is a paid service, but you and I both have enough people that call us. We're not hurting for callers or clients. And anyone who tops from the bottom, especially with pain play, will get kicked to the curb. And kicked to the curb, not kicked in the balls to the curb so they like it, kicked to the curb in ways that they don't like it.
Exactly. You've got it.
You mentioned ball crushing. That is one of my favorite things and the favorite toys. And let me just describe it real quick. There's like a plastic contraption. You put your balls through it. And then the top part of the plastic, you can screw it down. The great thing for buying a ball crusher is the screws have different levels. So you can say, turn the screw on the right side 3 times. And it squeezes it down on the right testicle. Turn it down on the left side 3 times and it evens out the pain. Release it, back it off 5 times. So because you're dealing with a screw, a physical screw, you can begin to layer that in just the best fucking way. And watching that on Skype, oh, yes.
I know. That is epic.
it really is.
Oh, yeah.
Another of our favorite implements, ball stretchers, which are just, you know, the physical rings that will pull the balls down, and a parachute. Talk a little bit about ball stretchers and parachutes and how you use those in CBT.
Oh, those are so much fun. And I even use them at home with my husband, Jack. He's not much for a lot of the things that we've talked to before. So when I'm speaking to a client for distance domination, I do a lot of the same things that I do with Jack, and I'll give you an example. First, you put on that parachute, and that can be kind of tricky because they've got snaps on them, most of them. There are other kinds, but they've got snaps on them, and you've got to get that, which is a little bit tricky. So if you're new to a parachute ball stretcher, you need to first figure that out.
And then let me just pause you right there. Okay. Because here's the thing. So somebody comes to us for CBT. They obviously like pain if they're having a conversation and requesting CBT. So there are good kinds of pain and bad kinds of pain. And when you're putting on a ball stretcher and you get that very sensitive ball skin caught between those snaps, trust me on this one, Sparky, that is not the good kind of pain.
Not at all. So once you have accomplished the feat of putting on the parachute stretcher, there are some little small chains that come down and usually form a ring at the bottom of it. And that is where you hang weights. Now, Jack is very experienced with that kind of play. And we've got a lot of little weights that we use. And he can take a good amount of weight on his balls. But if you don't have weights, we can have a lot of fun with just a water bottle, a simple pint water bottle. A pint's a pound the world around. That's empty. And you tie it on to your ball stretcher, and then you just have a measuring cup. And I know when you get to those two cups, you know, provided that there's a little spilling that goes on, you are right at about a pound. And so it's good to be able to say, fill it a quarter of the way. Now pour some of it out. Now take it a half. Now let's have you swing, and to just keep going that way. So again, mistress is in control. And you are feeling all those wonderful sensations and taking more. But without you really knowing it, mistress is also limiting what you do and is playing safely while still layering those sensations and having excellent fun with you.
One of the most fun things that I love to do when someone's wearing a parachute and I see them on Skype is have them get into a stress position. So that's standing up, legs spread, knees slightly bent, and then the parachute and whatever you're using for weights hanging down right in between their thighs. And then, okay, swing forward. You know, the fucking motion with your hips. Yeah. And they're like, oh, I love to fuck. I'm going to do that motion. So they start doing the motion, and then it's like, oh, mistress, because the swinging motion will add some extra pressure and intensity. And you can have them stop swinging and pause and all of that kind of stuff. It's really quite wicked and delicious.
Oh, it is. It is.
Let's cover very quickly several more things which are less common in distance domination, but still doable and tons of fun. The humbler, wax play, and electro play.
Ooh, yum, yum, yum. Humblers are one of my favorite toys ever. Usually you see them in the movie and the guy's balls are kind of, it's two pieces of wood that come together and the balls go through the center of them and they kind of clamp. And usually they hook onto the backs of your thighs. I like to do them in the front because you can sit down with that and kind of slap the balls. It's fun. Wax play, I use low burning wax, low temperature burning wax. So it's never really too hot and it just gives you that sensation of, ooh, drip, drip, drip. And electro play. There are so many toys that you can plug into a power box and it is fucking beyond. Oh, that's all I'm going to say about that. It just adding a little just really adds to that intensity of the pain play already going on. More layering.
I'm hearing you. Ooh, that's all I'm going to say about that. Ooh, ooh. I know what's going on in your mind and body right now.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes,
you do. I want to go back and I want to highlight something about wax play. Anyone who's listened to this, wax play, not all candles, not all wax is created equal. You do not want to go down to the drugstore and get, I don't know, just any kind of candle and say, oh, this is going to be fabulous for wax play. Talk to your mistress first, because we've got particular ideas about what works well for wax play, because that's kind of like the example of putting the parachute on and getting your balls caught in the snaps. If you use the incorrect wax, that wax play will hurt in the bad kind of hurt. We know you're a pain slut, but even a pain slut will not be happy with the bad kind of pain.
Oh, yeah. It's not fun. It's not sexy.
So for fun and sexy combined with a CBT session with either of us. If you want suggestions of what to get, how to do it, how to be prepared for a session, or you're just curious and want to explore the possibility of doing a CBT session, send either of us or both of us an email. My email is olivia@enchantrixempire.com, and you can reach Delia, delia@enchantrixempire.com. You can see our thoughts on various sessions that we've already done and things that we like and tips that we have. Delia's blog is begformistress.com. My blog is experiencedmistress.com. And you can listen to all the weekly hotspot episodes on our blog, theweeklyhotspot.com. Delia, this was fabulous. I love talking to you because you really know what you're doing, and you are sensual, kind, loving, delightful, wonderful, and fucking wicked. You're the best combination of everything.
Why? Thank you. And hopefully that's why some people listen to our podcast too, because we do bring that great combination of everything. So remember, everyone, listen to Cock Radio on Spreaker, 1 p.m. on Mondays. And join us next week. We will be talking about how to communicate your fantasy. Don't worry, it'll be full of tips and things that you absolutely do not want to do. But by the end of the show, you'll want to. For now, though, thank you for joining us. And this week, stay sexy and stay hot.